Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to the Basic Gospel Radio Program. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we'd love to hear from you today on the broadcast. What's on your mind? We want to hear from you. 844-322-2742 in the U.S. and Canada. That's the number to dial. We would love for you to do it right now. Again, 844-322-2742 if you have a Bible question or some kind of issue you're dealing with. This is a great opportunity to speak directly with us and come on into the studio and be a part of today's Basic Gospel broadcast. Again, that number, 844-322-2742. Call now because it is Basic Gospel, everybody. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We've been talking all month about being close to the Lord Jesus Christ. How do we experience that? Is there something that we have to do? And I hope if you've listened closely to all the different passages that we've looked at this particular month, you will see that God has a desire to be close to you and that he initiated a plan so that that reality could take place, so that we could be close to him, he could be close to us. We see a beautiful picture of this in Hebrews chapter 7. The writer of Hebrews is comparing the priesthood of the Levites to the priesthood of Jesus Christ. And he gets down to verse 18, and he says this: on the one hand, a former commandment. And what is that former commandment? It is the law. It is the Mosaic covenant, that covenant that God made with the people of Israel. It was ratified at Mount Sinai. So God gave the law. He wrote those laws with his finger on tablets of stone. He presented those to Moses. Moses brought those down to the people and said, here's what God has proposed. And they said, all that God has proposed, we will do. We will carry out his statutes and his commandments.
And they really did it, didn't they?
No, not very well at all. But there was an offer and there was an acceptance. And so they entered into this covenant. And that covenant was ratified through the sprinkling of blood, the cleansing of everything, as we see later on in the book of Hebrews. But that former commandment, that's what the writer of Hebrews is talking about here. And he says a former commandment is set aside. So that old covenant was set aside because of its weakness and uselessness. Now, how many times in your life as a believer in Christ Jesus have you heard that the law was weak and useless? Have you heard that the Ten Commandments, according to this passage in Hebrews, are weak and useless? But yet, that's exactly what this passage says. Now, the reason is this: for the law made nothing perfect. So if you were trying to gain righteousness through obedience to the law, you were on a path to failure. You were on a path to death. You're not going to be found righteous through obedience to the law. If you were trying to make yourself perfect in the sight of God, if you were trying to achieve that goal of righteousness, you're never going to make it through human effort. That is an impossibility. Why? Because all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and the righteous requirement is 100% perfection. If you stumble in the least of these commandments, you have violated the entirety of that law. So it was weak and useless as far as making us perfect. It was weak and useless as far as making us righteous. It was weak and useless as far as imparting eternal life to us. God never designed the law for those purposes to begin with. But the way man is, the way man's pride is, it takes that law and it says, hey, we can use it to obtain these wonderful things. We can earn our salvation. But when we try to do that, we fail miserably, yeah. And we see the truth of what this passage says, that the law, the Ten Commandments, and all the different things out there are weak and useless as far as making us perfect in the sight of God. But on the other hand, so there was one hand that was setting aside that former commandment, but on the other hand, a better hope is introduced through which we draw near to God. So there is a wooing of this gospel of Jesus Christ, this work that Jesus accomplished through his death, burial, and resurrection. So on one hand, Jesus satisfied the righteous requirements of the law. He lived in perfect obedience to the law, walked in 100% dependence upon his Father. And at the end, he was made perfect through his sufferings, which enabled him to become the Lamb of God that would take away the sins of the world. He was unblemished in all regards, yeah, inside and out. So he stood in our place. He fulfilled the law on our behalf. And so in fulfilling it, he sets it aside. And then he introduces a better hope, a new covenant, which is built on better promises. And it's through this new covenant that we draw near to God. That's good news. So how do we draw near to God? We recognize the finished work of Jesus Christ, that he took away that commandment that stood against us and opposed to us, nailing it to the cross, bringing it to a completion, then setting it aside. That's what he did on one hand. On the other, he ushers in a brand new covenant, a covenant in which God remembers our sins no more. And when we realize that, when we recognize that, when we receive the reconciliation that God has provided for us through Christ, closeness to God occurs. We draw near and we recognize his desire to be with us and to be in us forever. Yeah. Now, once that occurs, you can't get any closer to God. He's right there with you. He's right there in you. He is united to you in spirit. That's good news. Mm-hmm. What enabled this? The finished work of Jesus Christ, this better hope that he has introduced through his death on the cross, a better hope which enables us to draw near to God in perfect worship.
And that is good news that he has done that for us. Thank you for those thoughts, Bob. It is Basic Gospel, everybody. We'd love to hear from you at 844-322-2742. That's a toll-free call in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. The lines are wide open right now, so if you call, you will get through. 844-322-2742. And friends, it's only because you give that others have the opportunity to hear, believe, and live in the good news and of the love and grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, especially if you've been listening for a while and if what you've heard is resonating with your heart and your spirit. We ask you to make a donation to help Basic Gospel keep the good news coming. All you need to do is click donate at basicgospel.net. And when you do, when you make that happen, be sure to click your choice of the DVD, the USB thumb drive, or the digital download for your copy of Andrew Farley's Clean and Close, the new series that he's produced. And it's our way of saying thank you for your gift of support for the message of grace in Jesus Christ. We're going to send you a copy of it. Just take your pick of the DVD, the USB thumb drive, or the digital download, and we will get it to you. Again, you can make your gift anytime time at basicgospel.net. And Bob Christopher has something else. So.
Yes, indeed. I'm just here. The easiest way to get these particular videos is through the digital download. I mean, you just click a button and then they're there.
Yeah.
And you can watch them immediately, so you don't have to wait for shipping or those sort of things. So that is the best way, the quickest way, and the most efficient way to get this particular series to you. If you would rather have something physical, then the second best way is through the USB thumb drive. DVDs, you know, we talk about setting aside something because they're weak and useless. Well, DVDs are becoming that. I mean, we don't even have a DVD player that works at our house anymore. And any new computer you buy, there's no DVD player in there, but they all have USB drives. So you can just get that little flash drive, plug it into your computer, and you're ready to go. So those are the best ways to request this particular product. And let me tell you, this is a well-done series. Andrew does a fabulous job. and very, very clear, very easy to understand, very easy to follow. And the production value of these particular videos are just over the top good. They are really well done. So don't miss out on this particular series. It will be a blessing to you personally. It'll be something that you could share with others as well. And one of the reasons that we are giving this out is because of some exciting plans for the future. And we're actually going to be talking about that on Thursday's broadcast and telling you all about what's going on, what's going to be happening in the future. So mark Thursday as a special day to tune in and hear kind of what God's been orchestrating in the background. I think you will be very excited about this news. So we're going to share that with you on Thursday, aren't we, Bob?
We're going to share it on Thursday. Can I tell them right now?
No, you can't, because it's not Thursday. It's okay. Just Tuesday.
Darn. Well, we still look. That's going to be a fun broadcast, and friends, we hope that you'll tune in for it. That's this Thursday.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Gospel. And one other point, we certainly need your help right now financially. So if you can make a gift to Basic Gospel, if you would like to join the Basic Gospel financial team, no better time than to do it right now.
Sure.
I mean, we're talking this month about one of the most important issues that every single human being asks and wants to know about, regardless of religion. I mean, you can look across the broad spectrum of religions that are out there today, and at the heart of everything that they're trying to do is to get closer with God, either climb a spiritual ladder or, you know, whatever it might be. The end goal is to draw near to God. Well, that's always going to be an impossibility through religious efforts. You can get down on your knees. You can crawl up steps. You can get in rivers and try to cleanse yourself. You can do all sorts of things to try to draw near to God, but there's only one way, and that's through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. So if you want to help answer that all-important question that every single human being asks, how can I get near to God, then invest in Basic Gospel and help get this message out. And as people hear about the finished work of Jesus Christ and this better hope that he introduced through his death on the cross, you will see people drawing near to God like crazy. Yeah. You will see a revival of dead people who are in trespasses and sins come to life in Jesus and experience this close relationship that he made available through his death, burial, and resurrection.
And we, of course, are shouting it to the rooftops every day on Basic Gospel, and that's what you give to support everybody. So again, your donations are welcome and needed at basicgospel.net, a big prominent donate link right on the homepage. Again, that's at basicgospel.net. And also, once again, 844-322-2742 is available to you right now. We want to hear from you. 844-322-2742. Bob, a question from Maria, and she says, I love your program. I know that Christ died for all my sins, past, present, and future. So what do you call it when somebody chooses the desires of the flesh? I know that I fall every day, fall short of the glory of God, but when a pastor is in the pulpit stating that we are sinners, I don't agree. My spirit tells me, no, you are perfect in Christ. Please explain this situation.
Well, Maria, you're absolutely right. When we receive Jesus Christ, we go from being a sinner to being a saint. Now, our actions don't always reflect our new identity, but our actions don't change our new identity. Why? Because our new identity was secured by Jesus Christ. So when we're born again of the Spirit, we're born again into the family of God, and now we have an identity, a name that reflects this new family that we were in. We were once in Adam when he sinned. He brought sinner into the relationship. We were all sinners under the wrath and condemnation of God. That was our identity. But that identity changed through the gospel of Jesus Christ. So now we are saints. Well, what did we used to do as sinners? Well, we sinned. We committed all kinds of sins. We lied. We coveted our neighbor's stuff. We gossiped. We slandered. We got drunk. We may have been involved in sexual immorality. There was all sorts of things that we did as sinners. Why? Yeah. Sinners sin. That's just what they do. Well, now that we've changed identities and we have a new heart, well, our hearts are the core of who we are is shouting out, live as a child of God. Trust the Lord. Walk in dependence upon Him. Well, as children of God, that's kind of the path that we're on. That's the walk that we are engaged in. But occasionally, the desires of the flesh kind of start tugging at our souls and our minds and trying to tell us, hey, remember when we had so much fun giving into these desires way back when? And then we have worldly temptations knocking on our door at all times. And sometimes those look pretty good to us through our senses and through our minds. And we start building up some ideas about what that might bring to us. And then we submit and we give in. Well, what God calls that is what He's always called it, sin. If I give in to a desire of the flesh to lie, well, it's still a lie and it's still a sin.
Yeah.
But here's the good news. God foresaw that 2,000 years ago, and Jesus died for that sin. So we can respond when that happens saying, Lord, thank you that you saw that 2,000 years ago. Thank you that Jesus stepped into my shoes and died in my place for that particular sin. And thank you that today I am a forgiven person. Also, thank you for confirming to me that I truly am a child of God and teaching me that those type of decisions to give in to the desires of the flesh or the temptations of the world don't fit anymore with who I am in Christ. They're not compatible with my new identity in Jesus. So with thinking through it from that framework, you are not compromising your identity in Christ. You're not calling that action anything other than it is. You are speaking truth about that right. It's sin, but you're recognizing that Jesus has already done something about it. And in that recognition, there is this realization that sin, that action that you just did, that choice that you just made, doesn't fit with who you are in Christ or what Christ is doing in you.
Yes, indeed. Maria, thank you for your question. A great question and a great answer, Bob. It's Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis. And Bob, we had this question from a California listener. Since forgiveness alone is not salvation and life is found only in Christ Jesus, what's the meaning of the phrase reconciled the world to himself as written in 2 Corinthians 5:17-19? A friend used to say that an unsaved person is a forgiven corpse. And the second part of the question, also in Colossians 5:10, is the judgment seat of Christ an ongoing thing or a one-time thing at the end of our life here on earth?
Well, all good questions. And forgiveness is not the full scope of salvation, but it's certainly a part of the story. So when we receive Christ, we receive forgiveness of sins. And I love this passage in Acts 10:43, and I love the story behind it. And the story just moves me to tears almost every time I read it, especially when we go to Israel, Bob, and we're standing in Caesarea by the sea where this story took place.
Well, let's not do it now then, so you won't cry. Okay?
That's right. So Peter is summoned by God to leave Joppa, a little town near what we would know of as Tel Aviv today. You can go there and visit where he would have been. He sees a vision, and then three men come and knock on his door, and they summons him to travel with him up the coast, going north to Caesarea by the sea. Now, Caesarea is where Pontius Pilate lived. It's a Gentile town. And they have excavated and they have uncovered a Roman theater. They've uncovered this, horse thing, chariot racing and all of that, and an aqueduct. It's just a beautiful, beautiful place right there on the Mediterranean. Breathtaking. But something even more breathtaking took place at this particular town. A Jew by the name of Peter went into that town, and he visited a family headed by a Roman centurion named Cornelius, a Gentile family. So Peter was violating Jewish law. The moment he stepped on the stairs of that particular house or entered into that house, he was violating Jewish law. But he was being moved to do so by a higher law, the law of love. And as he entered in, Cornelius looked at him and said, speak to us. And Peter was like, what do you want me to say, basically? It was an awkward moment. Yeah. But then Peter just started talking to them about the good news of Jesus Christ. And at the end of his message, he said this, verse 43 of Acts chapter 10, to him all the prophets bear witness. So he's talking about Jesus. Jesus is always the story. Jesus is always the theme of every evangelical message. He should be the theme of every discipleship message, the theme of every sermon. Why? Because he is the story. So Peter faithfully delivered the good news concerning Jesus. So to him, all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. So when we believe on Jesus, what do we receive? Forgiveness of sins. What else do we receive? Well, exactly what these Gentiles received. While Peter was still saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell on all who heard the word. So they received forgiveness. They received life. Yeah. That's the gospel story. That's what we receive when we respond to the good news concerning Jesus. Now, for that to take place, Jesus had to do something to clear the deck. And that's what 2 Corinthians 5:17 through 19 is all about. God in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. So there's going to be a time in the future when there's a new heaven, a new earth. The curse that fell upon all of creation is going to be cast aside. And there's going to be this new heaven, this new earth emerge. And so it's going to be liberated just as we children of God are liberated. So the world has been reconciled unto himself. That includes us, which means the sin barrier has been removed once and for all. So now when we respond to the gospel through faith, we receive forgiveness and life through the name of Jesus.
And it's all good news. The kind of news that people get every day through basic gospel, wouldn't you say?
That's right.
Thanks for being with us for this edition, everybody. And thanks for your gifts that help us continue to bring you this good news of the gospel of grace in Jesus Christ. We, of course, as Bob said, we need your help now, as always, to ensure that the message continues to be on the air and online. And when you make your gift, be sure to request your copy however you'd like to receive it, particularly by digital download, the easiest and best way to do that. It's called Clean and Close, the series by Andrew Farley. It's our way of saying thank you for your gift of support for the message of grace on Basic Gospel. Donate now or anytime at basicgospel.net. Again, that's basicgospel.net. A reminder also that the listener line is open around the clock for you at 844-322-2742. If you have a question or a particular issue, well, give us a call. Leave us a voicemail at 844-322-2742, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of Basic Gospel. Bye-bye.